Another big story on our radar this afternoon. The EFF's Julius Malema says they will take the vaccination delay fight to the streets. Now, the party says it will march to the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority offices. That's on Friday. It says it won't comply with the president's COVID-19 lockdown rules until we get vaccines. We're talking about vaccines from China. We're also talking about vaccines from Russia. On the line is the EFF Treasurer General in Gauteng, Umphile Moate. Umphile, hi. Good afternoon. Good to have you on the Midday Report.
Good afternoon, Wayne, and good afternoon to our listeners. There's no Treasurer General in Gauteng. The Treasurer General is one, the national level.
Ah, well, that's good to hear.
In Gauteng, we've got the Treasurer of Gauteng.
There we go. We've sorted that out now. Now, what exactly is the EFF saying? I mean, obviously, as soon as you talk about don't cooperate with the government, people get a little bit worried.
No, Wayne, we are already worried. It's been more than a year now that we've had the pandemic. And many countries have moved forward, but we are still stagnant in South Africa. And we're being held back by the useless leadership that we have in this country. We've been talking about vaccinations. We've been told that vaccinations came and then they expired and then they are testing and then we're really sick and tired. Our people are dying in their numbers. So whether we take it to the street or we're still sitting at home, our people are dying. We're doing everything else in our power to contain the virus that is spreading. We're wearing our masks, we're sanitizing, we're washing our hands, we're doing everything that the government has been saying. But the reality is the people are dying. So it's not assisting, it's not enough to only wear a mask and sanitize your hands and all that. We need vaccinations. And our issue that we pick with the government of the day is that they want to subject us to just one or two vaccines, which is Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca. Mm-hmm. Now we're saying, and now they are introducing Pfizer, we're saying to them, when you've got a headache, you've got a choice of taking Grandpa or Panado or Brufen or any other painkiller. Because Fabra has approved quite a number, a variety of options that you can take when you've got a headache. Why is it that government wants to be prescriptive on us, give us no option but just to take what they are giving us? If you look at Sputnik, it's been proven in Russia. I'm told now that it's been used by over 60 countries, Sputnik, and it's working. Even its efficacy has been proven to be very high. The Sinovac from China is working. I mean, next door here, our colleagues, our neighbors in Zimbabwe, they're using a Chinese vaccine. We have the same DNA with them. So if vaccine from China is treating them well, why are we scared to use it?
Yeah.
So our government must answer the question, why are they not approving other vaccination vaccines that are there out there in the world?
I think you're right, Umphile. I think you're very right. I think a lot of South Africans are saying, what about other vaccines? What exactly is going on? What about Sputnik? What about the Sino vaccine as well? That's the EFF's Treasurer General, Umphile Moate, on the Midday Report.